We're gearing up, getting ready for our 2014 Lamplighter Award Show. It will be here before you know it, Saturday, December 6th. We're going to pack out the D-Pack because this awesome, wonderful lady, I am so excited. Pastor Evangelist Beverly Crawford is hanging out with me right now. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing wonderful. Good. I'm always glad to hang out with you for a minute.
You know, I mean, we haven't hung out since, what, I think it's been a couple of women's empowerments ago, and you turned out.
Oh, wow.
You are just bad like that. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
You know, I always have to remind you about my favorite song. It's one of those oldies for you, but Praise Jehovah.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's a worship song that will never, ever go anywhere. I love it.
Oh, I love it, too. And everywhere I go, people, they request love it. That song.
So
yes,
if I put you a piece of paper and bring it out there during the Lamplighters, will you sing? No, okay, I'm just kidding.
And that means you're going to have to sing with me.
That will really, really be, we thought David Mann was going to be the funny part of it. That would be funny. But all things aside, we are so blessed, and we're looking forward to having you with our 2014 Lamplighter Award Show. Is this your first Lamplighters with us?
No, I think this is probably my second time.
This is your second time coming?
Yes, third. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
So you know what to expect, right?
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a great time.
I'm always excited about the Lamplight Award. It's always exciting, all the different talents, and just, you know, just honoring people. It is just it's a grand event.
Yeah,
and it is truly a blessing. And so I'm definitely just looking forward to being a part of it.
Now, Evangelist, what I love about you is that you take us back with that old school sound, that traditional kind of sound, giving us a little church. It's about time for a miracle. He's done enough. Yeah,
we just gonna come on and just sweep through the city.
Sweep on through the city. Where my captain's gone on before.
Come on, don't start. I'm telling you, we're gonna have a good time. So I tell them, even though you're gonna have on your gowns and all of your glitter and shining and stuff, listen, have your shouting shoes ready because we're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be awesome.
I am looking forward to it. Thank you so very much for agreeing to hang out with us. I know you've got a busy schedule. I mean, not only are you a national recording artist, but are you a full time pastor?
Yeah, me and Pastor Todd, we pastor together, so that's full time. Along with being a mom, my son, he's in 12th grade this year,
wow.
Todd Jr. So he's 19 now. So everybody is like, you know, when I did Praise Jehovah, I was pregnant with him,
really?
And so now, you know, 19 years later,
woo,
he's getting ready to come out of school, on his way going to college. So
isn't that something? I tell you.
Yeah, so I'm a mom, pastoring, traveling. It was crazy. We just got in on last night through all that crazy weather from Houston. And back here home for a minute for a couple of days, and then we'll be back off the weekend. But, you know, God is good. And my son just called me on his lunch break because he's in the band, so he forgot something. So he called and tell me that I need to bring it to the school, but just, God is so good, because my sister works at the school, so she said, I got it. Go look at God.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful.
So we got some help, too.
It's something about those teenagers. They're really smart, but they forget little things like that,
oh,
don't they?
Oh, my God.
I've got two of them. I know.
Oh, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You'd be so proud of him, and he's doing so well. He's an honor roll student and honor society. So, and he's holding down the band. I don't see how he does it, but he's very focused. So we're just proud of him and my daughter. And so it's just, you know, somebody but God. And it's good to have a good a support group that helps us. So it allows me to be able to do what God has called me to do, and so that I can be there for the Lamplight Award, you know, and be able to just be free to do what God has called me to do.
Well, we thank God for it. All the blessings and all the people that keep your arms lifted up and keep you encouraged and all those good things. And we are truly looking forward to it. We want to stress and make sure everybody goes out and get their tickets so we can sweep through the city together, right?
That's right. Listen, I tell you right now, go get your tickets. Don't be procrastinating and be talking about, well, I'm going to just wait till last minute. No, go get it early so you can tell your friend, tell your neighbor, I got my ticket to the Lamplight Award, and we're going to go sweeping through the city with Beverly Crawford and all these other great artists that are going to be there. And you don't want to miss it.
You
I'm
don't.
Telling you, it is an awesome, awesome event. It'll be worth every cent. And bring somebody. Let this be a early Christmas gift for somebody. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It will truly bless them. And that would be something awesome to do.
I like that. I love that idea. Early Christmas gifts. Get them and go
That's
ahead.
Right.
And
That's
Ticketmaster
right.
Outlet. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Call 1-800-745-3000. Pastor Evangelist Beverly Crawford, thank you so very much for taking out the time. You go ahead, take care of your husband, Todd. Tell him we love him so much. Thank
yes.
you so much. And
thank
your kids.
You all.
And we will see you on Saturday, December 6th.
Yes, ma'am. Look forward to it. I'll see y'all there.
All right. God bless.
Okay. God bless.